This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has registered a decisive victory in the Delhi Assembly election, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. The BJP won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the AAP bagged 22 seats. Congress failed to open its account. A party winning more than the halfway mark of 35 seats forms the government in the national capital. Prominent winners from BJP include Parvesh Sahib Singh, Vijender Gupta, Kapil Mishra, Tarvinder Singh Marwa and Arvinder Singh Lovely. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi Som Dutt, Gopal Rai, Jarnail Singh and Imran Hussain. The notable faces who lost include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Durgesh Pathak and Awadh Ojha, Congress's Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Vidhuri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Delhi will get world-class urban infrastructure now. Addressing BJP workers at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized that the NDA means good governance and development. He asserted that the youth born in the 21st century will now see BJP's good governance in Delhi for the first time. The Prime Minister said that the Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust the country has in BJP's double-engine government.
दिल्ली की युवा पीढ़ी 21वीं सदी में पैदा हुए साथी अब पहली बार दिल्ली में भाजपा का सुशासन देखेंगे। आज के नतीजे दिखाते हैं कि भाजपा की डबल इंजन सरकार के लिए देश में कितना भरोसा है।
Hitting out at Aam Aadmi Party, the Prime Minister claimed that the anti-graft party turned out to be corrupt. Mr. Modi thanked Delhiites for imposing their trust on the party to take the national capital to newer heights. The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract with Bharat Electronics Limited for procurement of 28 Eon 51 systems for 11 new generation offshore patrol vessels and 3 cadet training ships for the Indian Navy. The contract will cost over 642 crore rupees. Eon 51 is an electro-optical fire control system which provides search, detection and classification of targets using electro-optical and thermal imagers devices. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has urged the pharmaceutical industry to prioritize quality and innovation, positioning itself as the driving force behind India's medical advancements. Addressing the 63rd annual day program of the Indian Drug Manufacturers Association in Mumbai, Mr. Goyal said, while the Indian pharmaceutical industry has made significant progress, there is still a long way to go. He emphasized that all companies in the sector, both large and small, must work together as a cohesive unit to make the country proud. Tripura government assigned Memoranda of Understanding MOUs worth 3,700 crore rupees with 87 private investors in education, healthcare, agriculture and IT sectors in the two-day Destination Tripura Business Conclave that concluded in Agartala yesterday. Talking to media, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the state government is actively working to attract private sector companies from the country and abroad to invest in the state. The 52nd edition of the World Book Fair, which is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, will culminate today. Nearly 2,000 publishers and 1,000 speakers attended the event. Lebanon has formed its first full-fledged government since 2022, ending a prolonged deadlock, with Nawaf Salam assuming the role of Prime Minister. President Joseph Aoun confirmed in a statement that he accepted the resignation of the previous caretaker government and signed a decree appointing Prime Minister Salam's new administration. Nawaf Salam, a seasoned diplomat and former president of the International Court of Justice, is committed to addressing Lebanon's long-standing challenges. In a speech, Mr. Salam said that his priorities include judicial reform, stabilizing the battered economy, and securing political and economic stability in a country that has faced decades of crisis. In men's cricket, India will face England in the second of the three-match ODI series at the Barabati Stadium in Cuttack this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.